Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
The strategic acquisition of Lipton Tea and Infusionzone Tea Gardens in Kenya, Rwanda, and Tanzania propels Brown's investments to the elite league of global tea producers. The acquisition significantly boosts the production, primarily of black tea, to 87 million kilos annually. Brown's will add to its 49 Sri Lanka tea garden portfolio 11 Kenyan tea plantations, 8 tea factories in western Kenya, and 100% of Lipton's Rwanda and Tanzania tea plantations and factories. Brown's Sri Lankan estates produce 43 million kilos of tea annually and span 40,000 hectares. The total acreage under tea will be nearly 89,000 hectares, or about 220,000 acres. Terms of the sale and purchase agreement were not disclosed. Brown's will become Lipton's largest supplier. The company agreed to adopt quality standards and social and environmental protections by 2025. The new standards address tea quality, human rights, climate change mitigation, and nature protection across all of their estates worldwide. In May 2023, Brown's acquired 9 tea farms in Kericho and Bomé, owned by James Finley Kenya. The 10,300-hectare parcel includes 5,200 hectares under tea. The parties assigned 15% of shares of the lead Kenyan operating company to a community welfare trust. This trust is designed to directly benefit workers residing in Kericho and Bomé counties, ensuring an annual dividend. While the exact details of the transaction were not disclosed, a joint press release revealed that an initial endowment of 1 billion shillings will be transferred to the trust. Lipton CEO Nathalie Roos announced, quote, "Today we are unlocking major investments in East Africa's tea region and raising standards for how those wonderful tea leaves are grown and harvested," end quote. Roos said that proceeds from the long-term partnership with Brown's investments will fund progress in farmer training and climate change mitigation initiatives. Kamantha Amarak-Sekera, who's the chief executive of Brown's Investments, expressed his anticipation for the collaborative efforts with Lipton and local partners, emphasizing the shared goal of fostering a sustainable, responsible, and prosperous future for all. "The mutual commitment to growth and sustainability is a promising sign for the tea industry," he said. Roos added, "By working together, we will raise tea quality globally and create value for all, including local farming communities and consumers," end quote. After enduring months of drought, Kenya's tea growers are swamped. East Africa, including Kenya, relies on a March to May long rainy season to rejuvenate tea plants after the winter dry spell. The Indian Ocean dipole, which leads to warmer ocean temperatures in the western Indian Ocean, causes the atmosphere to retain more moisture than usual. The surface temperatures in the eastern Indian Ocean are cooler than average this year, causing droughts in Indonesia and Australia. For 13 months in a row, surface temperatures in the world's oceans have been the warmest on record for each respective month of the year. Downpours brought relief last December when the short rains broke Kenya's most severe drought in modern times. This drought followed 5 consecutive seasons of poor rainfall between 2020 and 2023 in the Horn of Africa. Joyce Kimutai, a research associate at the Imperial College in London, told Voice of America that she and her colleagues from the World Weather Attribution, a group of scientists that analyze whether climate change has played a role in extreme weather, found that human-caused climate change had made last year's short rainy season in Kenya and other parts of Eastern Africa up to 2 times more intense. In 2024, the expected long season rains arrived early with heavy downfall. Flash floods in Kenya killed 220 in March and displaced 200,000 people. 450 people have since perished due to floods, mudslides, and landslides impacting the spring harvest. Meteorologists predict the long rainy season will continue into June. Kumutai explains that recent rainfall and temperature readings indicate that the El Niño weather phenomena has had little influence on recent rainfall in East Africa. Heat is the concern elsewhere, with April continuing an 11-month string of record-breaking average temperatures. April temperatures were 1.49 degrees C above the 1990 to 2020 average. The European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service, CS3, reports global average temperatures for the past 12 months from May 2023 to April 2024 have been 1.61 C above the 1850 to 1900 period. Bangladesh and South Korea experienced severe heat waves this spring, and extreme temperatures in Vietnam and Thailand killed at least 38 people. Business Insight. In last week's podcast, MOIT founder Bose Katau, whose farm is located in the Nandi Hills in Kenya, said, quote, "In the Nandi Hills, we are all suffering from climate change. The weather patterns are becoming unpredictable with longer droughts when we don't expect droughts. As I'm speaking, Kenya has had crazy amounts of rainfall this week. This can be counterproductive with floods, mudslides, etc. So we are all living in a world of climate change, and I think tea can be a big contributor in reversing this." End quote. Conflicts involving Iran, Russia, and Pakistan, all major tea importers, have disrupted the timing of payments, the ease of currency conversions, and shipping, to the point that traditional tea suppliers in Sri Lanka, India, Nepal, and East Africa are unwilling to accept the current high risk for little reward. While the headlines are focused on the Middle East and Ukraine, conflict on the border of Pakistan and Iran, two of the largest tea-consuming countries, has disrupted a once brisk tea trade, presenting obstacles that Indian and Sri Lankan exporters are struggling to surmount. The International Institute for Strategic Studies writes that Pakistan conducted strikes inside Iran targeting separatist militants after Iran attacked the bases of another group within Pakistani territory. Economic ties with Iran, while not huge, are important for Islamabad as it struggles to supply most of its western regions with critical commodities. Tea exporters have temporarily halted deliveries to Iran, Israel, and other Middle Eastern countries, observing that shipping routes will be forced to realign if tensions continue to rise. Consider that the world's reputable shipping companies currently refuse to deliver cargo to Iran, forcing the country to rely entirely on its state-owned fleet and questionable shipping ventures. This greatly limited the quantity of tea shipped from India, Africa, and Sri Lanka. India tea shipments destined for Iran declined from 54 million kilos in 2019 to around 5 million kilos in 2023. During the first quarter of 2024, Iran reported a 62% decline in tea imports. Kolkata-based Asian Tea Group CEO Mohit Agarwal said his first two shipments to Iran this year were successful. The next hurdle is settlements. Tea companies dealing with Iran complain that payments are frequently ensnared by banks contending with sanctions. Sri Lanka is bypassing U.S. sanctions by bartering for oil. Trade between Moscow, Turkey, and China plummeted during the first quarter as the U.S. targeted international banks that assisted the Russian Federation. The intent is to prevent Russia from acquiring essential products for its military, not food. But as a practical matter, many banks find that severing ties with Russia is easier than complicated and expensive currency transactions, given the strength of the U.S. dollar and the isolation of Russia's currency, the ruble. The Financial Times writes that the U.S. executive order implemented last year makes it much more difficult to circumvent sanctions, even if the transactions involve non-military goods. The publication quoted a Russian investor who said that, quote, within 6 months, you basically won't be able to do anything. The logical endpoint of this is turning Russia into Iran, end quote.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.